Your Daily Devo for December 4th, 2025, titled Godly Investment, written by Daylene Fisher, read by Angela Alvarado. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away. Ezra 1:7. Consistent investments made over time yield results. Several years ago, my husband and I were led to a small group Bible study that explained how this financial principle works in relationships as well. We must invest often, wait for growth, and withdraw rarely. Occasionally, we lose our treasure altogether. It is stolen from us, and all we can do is pray, wait, and hope to see it return. This is true of financial matters, and it is certainly true of relationships, in marriages, with children, and in the workplace. After a very long wait, the children of Israel saw their silver and gold return. Their treasure was a stolen investment, articles belonging to the Lord that would, in turn, be used to build the temple. In other translations, articles of gold and silver are called vessels of gold and silver. In the New Testament, Paul spoke of Christ's followers as earthen vessels or jars of clay that proclaim the gospel. As vessels of the good news, it is through His Spirit that we become the hands and feet of Christ, children compelled to pour ourselves out to build the kingdom. We must be aware that our greatest earthly treasures are the relationships that we build here on earth. It is not simply silver and gold that will build the kingdom of God, but rather it is His people. Today's action step: invest in relationships to build Christ's kingdom.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.